Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And why? That was a good pick by the Cleveland Browns. And we do have a plan to get to. We got Trade Me coming up in about 40 minutes. This is going to be our first go. This is an Anthony Alant idea, similar to Mock Me. If you send us in your NBA trade machine ideas and for the Cavs, how you make them better, you can send those in at Nick Wilson Says, at Jay Peterlin, and are you going to respond to the tweet at Nick Wilson Says as well? And we will react to them and we'll let you know whether we love the idea, don't love the idea, or flat out hate that damn idea.
Yeah, it's kind of like when we brought the pool party into the mix, Jordan Poole, and it seemed like everyone hated that idea except for myself.
Yeah, still hate it. I mean, even when you said
it's
it,
so infuriating to all of you guys.
I was like, I really hate this idea.
It's as if I would have brought the only player that could have just, I don't know, got everyone on the same page of hating something, I guess, with the exception of me.
I just feel like if, like, when you said it, I thought to myself, I wish Draymond was here to punch you in the face.
Yeah, instead of Jordan Poole, you just wish it was Draymond punching me in the face.
We would just put a picture of Jordan Poole over your face and then be like, look, he's right there, Draymond. And
but think of the,
right in the kisser.
Think of the shirts we could sell. Pool party. And then it's just pictures of Jordan Poole laid out at the beach.
I mean, that makes up for the fact he's an inefficient scorer and he's not really good.
Oh, you want me to debate Jordan Poole with you now?
I don't want to go to the pool
party.
We can
do it at 6:20.
That's coming up at 6:20. Andy Biancone coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll talk the Preakness with her. But while we had a great stuff there with Scott McLuhan, make sure to check that full interview out. Andrew Siciliano, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, was on with Baskin and Phelps earlier today and detailed, in line with the whole Shador experiment, what an ideal December might look like for the Browns.
Do you think the Browns would like to see Kenny Pickett come in and look really good in his fourth NFL season and be the guy? A 40-year-old Joe Flacco look like he did for five games, or one of these rookies surprise like crazy and just flat out go win that starting job?
I think there's no wrong answer to any of those. I think in a perfect scenario, in December, the Browns are playing meaningful football with at least an idea of who their long-term answer could be.
So I disagree that there's like a no lose situation here, right? Well, if you're good with Joe Flacco or if you're good with Kenny Pickett, because those come with complications that the young guys being good or terrible don't.
This is kind of Anthony's idea from Tuesday, is it not? Anthony tried selling us in the idea that it's a no lose situation.
Well, that was based more on the idea of between Shador, Dylan Gabriel, and your two first next year, it's you have as good of odds to get a franchise quarterback as possible.
And you do with the darts at the dartboard in many respects.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
look at it like it's a free bet, though.
Yeah, when it's, and I don't want to say when it's with the Browns, when it's with about 33% of the league, there's no such thing as a free bet or a free roll. What I will say is, like, listen, I think if Joe Flacco's your quarterback, he starts the whole season, and you're in competition, if you end up missing the playoffs this year, it's going to feel like a kick in the groin because you're no closer to answering the quarterback situation.
I mean, you essentially accomplish nothing if that's what happens.
Even Kenny Pickett. If Kenny Pickett is great, okay, well, then that answers itself. Then you have to pay Kenny Pickett. If Kenny's just merely good
enough.
Which
I would happily do, by the way.
Happily do if he's great. If he's Brock Purdy, which means he's a benefactor of what's happening around him, and then you have to go pay him $30 million a year, we do not like that.
Well, if he's a benefactor of what's around him, then we really had a lot of glow up between not only the two rookies we drafted, but also our wide receiving unit at the moment.
So I do think, like, if there's a, the perfect situation in December is you're still playing meaningful football, even if you're two wins less than you would be with Flacco or Pickett. But it's Shador or Dylan who's been doing the steering most of the season. And even if you miss the playoffs, by the end of December, by the early January, you're saying, all right, I have enough information definitively Shador or Dylan's the guy. And we can use those two first rounders to just go ahead and build out the team around him.
Yeah, taking yourself out of quarterback for the start of the 2026 draft, that is the best situation that could possibly happen because then you figured out your quarterback spot. That's the whole goal of this is figuring out the quarterback spot. So no complaints from me on that, not in the slightest bit.
216-474-0092. What is the perfect scenario in December? And this is kind of a thing that I've been thinking of. I would rather be worse this year. I do think it's better for the Browns to be worse this year, but answer the question in the mostly affirmative. I think that's better than just being good this year with one of the other quarterbacks. I don't think people have really thought about how paying Kenny Pickett off of one decent year, how that can hurt this team just as much as anything else.
Well, but again, that's off of a decent year, though, right? Like, if it was a great year, if it was something different than that, then that's a completely different conversation. If it's a decent year, then I'll be shocked if you get to a spot where you look up and you're like, Kenny Pickett was the, 13th, 14th, 15th best quarterback. Let's give him $250 million. I don't think that's going to be the case.
All right, we do have the Preakness this weekend. We'll throw this out to you guys, 216-474-0092. What is the perfect scenario in December? But our guest is showing up here for us, FanDuel reporter and analyst, Andy Biancone, joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. So I guess to catch everybody up, Sovereignty won the Kentucky Derby and they are skipping the Preakness. Can you walk us through this decision and what it means for this race?
Yeah, so I mean, the thing is, people from the outside often think, it's a disservice to the sport to not go for the Triple Crown. It's owed to the public. No. Absolutely not. Let's not forget, first and foremost, the horse comes before anything else. And every horse is different. Every horse is an individual. They are athletes. They don't have the ability to speak and say, hey, my knee hurts today, or oh, I'm feeling a little tired. So it's up to the trainers who are really shepherding these horses through the most important moments of their lives to make those right decisions for them. So Sovereignty, I actually saw him the morning after the Derby. He looked fantastic, but he was sleeping in that morning. He was nice and cozy in his stall. So, I think very credible and good decision-making by Bilmont and his team to, if they think that that's best for their horse to skip the Preakness, then by all means, I'm here for it.
All right, so set us up for the Preakness this weekend then. Journalism, the favorite, the odds-on favorite here, but it feels like some people are shying away.
Yeah, I think people are maybe a little bit scared because of the sloppy track. I do think that at least the Michael McCarthy team believe that the off-going was what kind of caused Journalism to maybe regress slightly and put Sovereignty at the advantage. But I'm on Journalism. I think he's at the top of this three-year-old crop. He's an outstanding horse physically. And I'll tell you what, he came out of the Kentucky Derby incredible. Like, Michael McCarthy has been the most overprotective, cautious parent, basically. He's been like, okay, like, I'm waiting till the last minute to make my decision. Like, I need to make sure everything's okay. And Journalism is on the track every day, like the PBR, like, let me run. I'm ready. Let's go. Like, I saw him the morning after the Derby, and he was bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. I'm with Sandman. Those were the two horses who I think came out of the Derby excellent.
Andy Biancone on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, FanDuel reporter and analyst. Now, in doing research for this, Andy, Hong Kong Racing described you as one of the world racing's rising stars. I only say that to say, because success never feels that way. Is that how it feels? Like, do you feel like you're one of the world racing rising stars right now?
I'm like trying not to laugh. I love my Hong Kong people. They gas me too much. I'm just very fortunate. I'm very fortunate to do what I love every single day and be surrounded by a great team and great people, from Andrew Brown, who works at who I work for all the Hong Kong stuff, the Hong Kong Jockey Club, and all my people at FanDuel, of course. Like, I never envisioned myself broadcasting, and it's been possible because of them.
Well, just so you know, if you need somebody to piggyback on your success, Jonathan and I are here for this.
Yeah, we'd like the opportunity.
If you just need part of your entourage to expand and you need two loud, sarcastic, I kind of look like a bouncer, JP, more of a magician's build, we can absolutely be part of piggybacking on your success.
You guys are way too kind. I'm really just like a weird horse girl who never grew up, and now horse racing has suddenly become a little bit cool. So I'm like, oh, I'm living it. I'm eating it up.
If someone says you have a magician build, is that a compliment or is that a negative?
No, total compliment. Come on.
This is why you can be on the team. You just gas. You see, everyone else gasses you up. You gas us up, and then
if everybody gasses each other,
there we go.
We're fully fueled. Yeah.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
My love language is roasting. My mom's Chinese, so come on.
Andy, I want to go back to something you commented on with sovereignty. I'm confused. They're just not racing because it's getting ready for the Belmont. There's nothing inherently wrong with the horse, or is there something I'm missing here?
No, I think they just find, maybe this horse is just one who's slower to recover, and totally, if they want to think long-term goals and they think it's going to be in this horse's best interest to skip the Preakness, which is 2 weeks out from the Derby. It's a big ask, it's not the Triple Crown for no reason. By all means, I respect it, because at the end of the day, we owe everything to the horses and they will always come first. And if that's the best decision for him as an individual, then I'll stand by it.
Andy, really great stuff. Congrats on all the success. We really do appreciate you here, and wishing for a good race with the Preakness coming up.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me, guys. It's been a blast, and happy Preak. Get your Preak on.
Thank you so much. Andy Biancone on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Great stuff with her. We got plenty on the Preakness coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, and the path forward for your Cleveland Cavaliers right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.